Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Braving cold temperatures, thousands turned out for the annual St. Patrick's Day parade through South Boston yesterday. The day's festivities began with the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast, where Massachusetts politicians have a long tradition of skewering each other. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, this year's prime target was President Donald Trump.
As ever, the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast honored Irish and Southie pride, step dancing, as well as sausage and eggs. It's an annual rite, a chance to take a break from the seemingly unending battle between LGBT groups and parade organizers and focus instead on hometown political humor.
But you know, we invite the White House to come every year.
For the third year in a row, State Senator Linda Dorsina-Forey of South Boston hosted the breakfast. She said she considered inviting President Trump until he issued an executive order that said this.
Good luck on your stupid breakfast. Sad. Sad, really.
Trump was a frequent target of this solidly Democratic crowd, but so was the man who Linda Dorsina-Forey referred to as the one token Republican at the breakfast. It was a good line coming from a woman of color who now represents very white South Boston.
Ironically, I used to be the token at this breakfast. Well, hello, Governor. Did you think I was talking about you? I mean, come on. Really? Really, you did? Come on, you know you're not really a Republican. Come on! Congressman Stephen Lynch is here. Thank you, Congressman, for all you're doing for us.
Stephen Lynch, South Boston's conservative Democrat, gave as good as he got. But his target was Trump and his hard line on immigrant deportation. Lynch joked that most people don't know that his own mother-in-law is an undocumented immigrant from Ireland.
She actually lives with me and my wife and our two girls at 55 G Street in South Boston, 02127. It would be so easy for the authorities to pick her up. And she's a beautiful woman, don't get me wrong. I'm very close to my mother-in-law. It's a small apartment we live in. But I'm just worried sick. I don't know what we'd do with the extra bedroom. So.
Senator Elizabeth Warren also hit Trump on immigration, but not before she congratulated the New England Patriots on their historic come-from-behind Super Bowl win.
Wasn't it great to see a victory that wasn't decided by the Russians? If the Pats can come back from a deficit like that, then there is hope for the Democrats in 2018. But today is about the Irish. The immigrants Donald Trump likes. Any minute, the president will declare that when you're famous, you can grab someone by the Blarney Stones.
Warren's Senate colleague Ed Markey also found a way to link St. Patrick's Day to the president.
And I've even been told that Trump's health care plan is inspired by St. Patrick. Instead of converting the pagans to Catholics, he's trying to convert the elderly to the deceased.
For his part, Governor Charlie Baker, who was among the few, if not the only Republican in the room, stayed away from Trump jokes. Instead, he talked about the Patriots' victory parade, where fans mistook him for the team's arch nemesis, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
You get out of the car, you start walking through some of the crowds, and people are going, "Screw you! You suck, Goodell!" So I looked out and I said, "Hey, wait a minute. I'm not Roger Goodell, I'm the governor." They booed even louder.
The Republican governor of this blue state riffed on being a lonely man on Beacon Hill who waits by the phone for some Democrat, any Democrat, to call him. Attorney General Maura Healey took a couple of jabs at Baker, who didn't vote for Trump, but who hasn't completely distanced himself from the president either. Elizabeth Warren also teased Baker on this issue, reading a fake news headline that said, "Charlie Baker takes bold stand against Trump." The joke fell kind of flat. But on the bright side, the bar stayed open well past noon.
Well, I was born down on A Street, raised up on B Street. Southie is my hometown.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.
Shout and
We're the tops from miles around. We have doctors and teachers, lawyers and preachers, men from the old county down. They'll take you and break you, but they'll never forsake you. Southie is my hometown. I had an argument the other day with a guy from Oskaloo. He was bragging about his old hometown. Says I to him what to do. Well, I got hot right under the collar to that scholar. I did holler, I was born down on A Street, raised up on B Street. Southie is my hometown. There's something about it, permits me to shout it. We're the tops from miles around. We are doctors and teachers, lawyers and preachers, men from the old county down. It'll take you and break you, but they'll never forsake you. Southie is my hometown.
Was the
Yankee division that made a decision that led to the great victory. They didn't care what it cost them. Those kids from South Boston mocked up Germany. When the enemy was lurking, those papers got filled. It had what it takes, yes siree. When the enemy was lurking, it was good old Mickey Perkins. Southie is my hometown. I was born down on A Street, raised up on B Street. Southie is my hometown. There's something about it, permits me to shout it. We're the tops from miles around. We have doctors and teachers, lawyers and preachers, men from the old county down. They'll take you and break you, but they'll never forsake you. Southie is my hometown. Southie is my hometown.